Everyone, thank you for coming. I know the next question. We're gonna get our meeting started, so.
That's me.
It is 6:02. We can start with the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. And Valerie, we had, Valerie got on. I think we had one public comment. Let me see if I can find it.
Anna Maria, is it the email with the subject line questions?
What she just said?
Was the email question?
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what I'm looking for. I think I just found it.
Okay.
Are you meeting or?
Okay, the question was, if the expansion is voted for, which grades will absorb the additional students? Will the number of students in each class remain the same? If you cannot find additional teachers, will you keep the number of students the same? If the school expands, where will you find the additional teachers and staff? For upgrades to sports field, where will you find the coaches to run and moderate the athletics and clubs? This is currently a struggle. How are you resolving this now? Our current families have seen a lot of cancellations. With the way discipline and behavior issues are being handled statewide, are there additional mental health assistance being put in place? What I'm going to do is I will ask Mr. Pappas is not he has a personal appointment. This he's going to be with us shortly, but a lot of these are important questions, and I don't know, Jeff, if you can answer any of these or if we want.
I can answer some of them. Okay. I don't know if generally we're public comment if we
don't usually those. Answer these. Right. Yeah, so what we'll do is we'll have Mr. Pappas respond to this just so we can get an accurate representation of what this is. The expansion isn't meant to cause any strain. It's mostly meant to maintain the financial viability of the school. So we will make sure that it is done with all concern and care for our students and our teachers. And as far as finding additional staff and teachers, we have recruiting that we are doing actively. And hopefully we will have all those people that we need in place. And the same thing with the sports fields. We'll make sure that we have the people in place to get those. I mean, the part of the whole academic experience is to have the sports and the academics and, you know, the music and all that together. So hopefully we'll be able to maintain all that, and it'll be a positive influence on all of our students and our staff. And as for the discipline, behavioral issues, I think they are being addressed. And I know we have had many conversations about those. We are still actively working on trying to get to where everyone is getting the help that they need. So for now, that is a short answer to a very important question. And I think that's all we had as far as questions from the floor. Did anyone have any questions? We have a few minutes to any hands raised if you have a question that you would like to present. It's not a question, actually. This is not a question and answer period. This is just a statement. If you would like to have a general statement that you would like to make, We don't usually answer the questions at this time. This is just for, like I said, if you have something that you would like to present, or if you have about 3 minutes, you can present it. Anyone? Any hands? No? Okay. So our order of the approval of the last minutes, you all received a copy of the last minutes and you have read them. Are there any corrections to the previous minutes?
Were the minutes of the last meeting or the meeting before the last?
The meeting before the last meeting. I didn't get an opportunity to do the last meeting yet.
Okay.
I thought it was the last meeting and I was present during the last meeting. The one before the last, I only joined for the last half hour. You have this up?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
So those were for the February meeting.
The March 15th meeting.
The March 15th meeting.
And my plan for the meeting after that, I think it was the 23rd. I'll be attaching the handouts that we got. That way all of that becomes public record rather than trying to summarize all those details. So it'll be a little longer, but you won't have to proofread everything. So I move we approve the minutes as presented for the March 15th meeting.
I'll second.
Paul seconds. All in favor? Any discussion? Any opposed? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Wonderful. Thank you.
Hold this. Tim, did you try to get off mute for public comment, or was I just saying things? All right, we're okay.
Okay, good. I see Mr. Pappas is with us. Did you want to present a head of school report, or did you want the deans to present the head of school report, Mr. Pappas?
Good afternoon, everybody. I apologize, I'm at my son's senior banquet. The head of school's report can be projected. Jeff is going to project it for us, and then I can read a few parts of it, and then we'll kind of take it from there. Just a couple quick things. We have the Parent Advisory Council meeting, which is happening on April 25th to help plan the end of the year, and our May 11th academic fair, which is coming up. We're still progressing with our leadership walkthroughs as we typically do, and use that as feedback mechanisms to be able to determine what instructional practices we should be focusing on in every 6 to 10 week cycles. And that remains the same on that. Jeff, could you scroll to the next goal? Thank you. So in our last session, the special meeting, we talked specifically about the fields projects. And so part of what we're looking at for today is we are requesting for board approval on moving forward with the turf field capital project and financing exploration on today's meeting, follow-up from the special board meeting when we talked about this in March. So that's a major agenda item for us right now. And I know that we had a special session for it. I'm not sure when we want to bring that to the public meeting, whether it's now and we ask some final questions or whether we want to move on to other sections and come back to it. It's up to us. Is there a desire to move one way or the other?
No, we can. Did you want to go through your report first, or did you want to... Because we can come back to this.
Okay, so primarily we'd like to focus on this for this session. There are some out of state meetings, and then I can have the deans kind of present, and then that's kind of our primary focus for the day. Okay. On the head of school part.
Okay, I'll ask the deans if they have anything they want to add, and if they do, they can come up. If they don't, then we can move on.
Okay.
No, you all? No, I know Ashley. I don't know if Ashley's online. I think she was. No.
Do you want us to present what we have?
It's up to you if you have anything that is pressing or is that's different from what's been presented last month or is coming up next month that you want us to know about?
There's nothing for board approval, or it's just upcoming events, just keeping you abreast of everything that's happening.
And there's no out-of-state travel that needs to be approved
there
this
is,
time?
At the bottom.
There is?
Yeah, there is. I have out-of-state travel. Hi.
Yeah, if you scroll to the bottom, you'll see it.
So if you, I can do mine real quickly if you'd like me to.
Okay.
Want to.
Great. So we had our students just got back from Greece. We had 12 students touring Greece from April 7th to the 16th, and they visited all parts of the country, mostly the lower half on the Grecian Odyssey Tour, which is the same tour that they took in 2019. So thank you to Kyria Koulamiha and Kelly Gemmel, who chaperoned all of our students on that trip. We are continuing to have college acceptances roll in. We have over 120 total acceptances, and our students are in the final processes of deciding where they're going to go, and we're going to be celebrating them in the month of May and where they are, what their decisions have become. In terms of CTE, our Technology Student Association, so TSA, those students recently competed in the state competition. We had several winners. The final placements in each event and what medal they were going to get will be released at the end of this week, but we would like to recognize the following students for their accomplishments. So in the chapter team competition, Salman Chowdhury, Asad Asai, Dakshi Kaushik, Rishi Patel, Shivam Patel, and Arnav Tayuravi all received a medal. In music production, Sarthak Dakhtil, Chibweze Nwosu, and Antrin Shivasta, Rajul, Steve Kumar all received a medal in that category. And in the Technology Owl category, Salman Chowdhury, Dakshi Kaushik, and Arnav Tayuvai all received a medal as well. Additionally, Arnav was selected as a Delaware State Officer for the following school year, so for school year 23-24. That's a huge honor. Only about 5 across the entire state are our state officers, so we're really excited for him. In addition, all of our 15 of our BPA students are traveling to nationals next week. They leave on Tuesday, so we want to wish them all good luck. And then finally, we want to recognize a couple of students for a special kind of thing that happened that we really just thought it would be important to kind of share and give that experience for everybody. So on a recent field trip, the students had gone on a CTE field trip. They had seen some job site tours, and then on their way back, they stopped at McDonald's for lunch. And 2 students approached our staff members who were on the trip, which were one of our counselors, John Yell Smith, and our CTE coordinator, Gerard Kelly. Ayana and Sinai both said something.
Oh, cool.
Oh, sorry. Can you hear me? both could hear something that said they just kind of felt like something was wrong and wasn't right with a person who had walked in. And they alerted the our staff members, who alerted the McDonald's staff members, and actually ended up being a person who was going through a mental health crisis. And they helped kind of keep everything calm. And they were just really, really great examples of how empathetic and wonderful all our students can be. So it was good to see them do that. That was Ayana Rahman and Sinai Brown Starks. And then I have 2 out-of-state trips for board approval. The first is Melissa Tracy was selected amongst 5,000 candidates to be a participant in the Disneyland Imagination Campus Professional Development Opportunity, and she gets to bring along another teacher with her. So we're asking for permission for Meredith Hooper and Melissa Tracy to go to Disney in California from May 4th to May 7th. And then also Melissa Tracy is going to complete her EF training tour for the EF tour that she is leading to Italy in 2024 in fall 2023. So looking ahead for her EF training tour to Madrid from 10-5 to 10-9 to 2023. And that is all I have.
Thank you. That was quite a bit, Ashley. Congratulations to all those participants, and especially those two students who helped out in a crisis. That's showing good character. Okay, do I hear a
Motion to approve out-of-state travel as presented?
Thank you. Do I hear that?
So moved.
And do I hear a second? I heard Paul in the end. Okay. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carried. Those two trips sound really, really exciting.
I know, really exciting stuff.
Wow. Wow. Those are great. I like approving those kind of trips. Okay. So no one else has anything they wanted to add? Okay, great.
Can I just say one thing real quick? It's DeMayo. I just want to let everyone know and families know that for our students with disabilities, we have a parent council coming up next Wednesday from 6 to 8. It's navigating your student's IEP. It will be in person and on Zoom. And we are going to feed people as well too, if they come in person. So I just want to make sure we get that out. And the email went out today to all families in all the buildings who have students with IEPs.
And what happens at that meeting?
So I apologize. I have little children in the back fighting. At that meeting, we're going to just kind of go through what special education is at Odyssey. We have a lot of new families who have students with IEPs that have just started with IEPs. And we're also going to go through what an IEP meeting looks like. They'll get a binder that they can keep their stuff in. It'll have some tips and tricks. And it's just really to support parents and understanding, you know, kind of the legal side and the practical side of what it means to have a student with a disability who has an IEP.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you. Dr. Ioana, are you on? She is. Okay, Dr. Ioana, do you have a Greek program presentation?
Καλησπέρα σε όλους. Good evening.
Καλησπέρα.
I will start with what happened between the end of March and April 7th. So within almost 2 weeks, we welcomed many distinguished visitors here at OCS. So first, a committee from the Socrates Charter Academy visited Odyssey. Socrates is a Greek-American school in North Carolina. And they were very interested in our Greek program, our extracurricular activities, and the way we teach at Odyssey languages, science, and math. Second, we had the Greek American ambassador to the United States and Senator Majavino, who visited Odyssey and showed really sincere enthusiasm for our Greek program and the performance of our students and teachers. It was a very, very warm visit from the ambassador. Third, our school had a fantastic representation this year at the Philadelphia Annual Parade to celebrate Greek Independence Day 2023. We had about 100 people, Anna Maria included, parents, students, and the OCS parade band, marching with pride representing Odyssey. Our students had also the honor of singing the Greek national anthem at the reception after the parade. Lastly, OCS represented the Greek American community in the annual Greek flag raising at the Wilmington Town Hall. Our third grade immersion students had the honor of singing the Greek national anthem, and our high school senior, Lourdes Agerman, sang the American anthem in front of the mayor, of the Wilmington mayor. These days, the Greek department is working for the end of the year, for the graduations for all grades. And also we are working to have a nice farewell to our first immersion grade who are going to graduate from intermediate school, from their elementary immersion education. And we are ready to welcome them in the middle school, in our immersion program in middle school. And also we are very active these weeks doing interviews with teachers from Greece and here for next year. That's all from me.
Quite a busy 2 weeks. And I have to say that we were at the presentation after the Greek Independence Day parade in front of hundreds of people, and they were all so impressed with our students singing the Greek national anthem. It was just quiet, and they absolutely loved our kids. And the fact we had a band, that was so cool. I love that. Thank you, Dr. Ioana.
You're very welcome. And
now, Mr. Pappas, do you want to move on to the presentation to the turf field project, or did we want to do the financial report first?
We can do that. I mean, there's no real presentation at this point. We're asking for any last discussion before we respectfully ask for a vote on moving forward with this project.
Mm-hmm. I think everyone has had a lot of time to digest and understand what the turf field project is. And I think what you're asking for now, if I can be clear, is that you're asking for approval to do the planning process, to go in and do the research and the foundation, so we know what the turf project is going to be, correct?
And to pursue the financing options as well.
And to pursue the financial options, yes.
And I think, isn't it a little bit broader than that, even of, you know, some of the financing options will require us to have plans in place that, or plans sketched out that would be broader than just the turf fields.
Specifically for the capital improvements, it would include a project description of how we would be spending any new monies that we're bringing in that would need to be used within 3 years, which include, you know, the Building 27 project, which will become classrooms and a small gymnasium, for play areas for the younger kids, the use of the turf field specifically as play space for younger kids that are in K-2 and in 3-5, reinforcements in the back of the intermediate school for play for the kids, a potential larger gym project as well, connected to the high school, and or a purchase of a gymnasium, which is a potential option as well, including any other infrastructure upgrades that will be incorporated in that as well. It could be paving some of our driveways that are in desperate need of some attention, all of that financing and the potential refinancing of all the bonds on top of all that.
So it's basically a request to approve kicking off formal capital expenditure planning capital improvements planning and next steps for due diligence with potential lenders, with a plan that you guys will come back to us before, you know, making commitments or proceeding with specific lenders or proceeding with commitments related to the capital improvements, right? It's just sort of like, yes, this is happening. We're making this a formal thing and we're going to kick off the planning.
Right. To the extent, Jeff, is there anything that you need to add to that?
No, I think that covers most of it. You know, there's logistical items that, you know, didn't make sense at this time for us to move forward with without some sort of board approval. I highlighted a couple of them in the latest correspondence with some of the financing options, but, you know, obtaining a credit rating, working with bond counsel, negotiating for financing, things that we basically need, the good faith approval from our board to proceed with.
Thank you. Does anyone have any questions or any more comments that they'd like to make or that they have about the not just the field, the turf project, it's the turf project plus the whole, pretty much the campus plan, exploratory plan and financial exploration.
Yeah, this is Elias. I'm on the phone as well. Just going back to Aaron's comments, I think approving all the planning and pursuing all the financial options is okay. But I think that since we don't have hard quotes for a lot of those things, I think we probably need to administration to come back once they have those hard quotes for the facilities and improvements and upgrades for the board to vote on.
And so Jeff has a couple of options to present tonight.
And I think specifically with regards to the turf field project, this type of approval will allow us to kind of take the next steps in obtaining hard quotes. We can now put out RFPs for engineering, from there understanding what's feasible, from there putting together a committee of stakeholders that can have a say in what the planning becomes. And then from there you have pricing and can do RFP for construction and so on.
Yeah, I think we just reserve final approval of the budget until we have the hard numbers.
Well, absolutely. I think that's the intention. The intention for getting the approval now is that they can go out and get these quotes to come back to us and move from that point. Correct?
Yes.
Yeah, this is them going out and seeing what's out there and how now, but they have to be able to get our approval before they can go out and do all the legwork to see what the costs are, what the actual plans would be to effectuate all this.
Yep, understood.
Do I hear a motion? Or is there more discussion? Or let's have the motion and then discussion, which is proper protocol.
I move we proceed with the capital planning, formally approach lenders and work with the bond consultants regarding financing options, then return to the board for final approval.
Second.
I have a second to that. Is there any more discussion? Any more discussion?
Did I hit all the points?
I think Eva just seconded.
Yes, Eva seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carried. Moving
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, great. And now we can move on to the exciting financial world.
Hope everyone's properly caffeinated.
Right. No, I'm not. So.
Good evening, everyone. I want to start with presenting the monthly report. And then after a review and approval of that for the website, I'm going to discuss some of the financing options that was sent out today and discussed a little bit during the approval of moving forward the turf field project and exploring our financial options. So first, we're going to look at March 31st, 2023. The final budgeted revenues are $43.1 million. And revenues collected to date are $42.3 million, or 98% of the budget. Revenues received during March included the final portion of the state operation funds and the final portion of the Christina School District settlement funds received in our local district transfers, as well as the state portion of the 27th pay portion that will be paid out at the end of this fiscal year.
You talking to me?
On the expenditure side,
yeah,
the final budget
is
$5.7 million. And expenses to date are $26.6
million,
representing 74.6% of the budget, pretty much exactly where we would expect to be at this point. Some other notes, the annual appeal, health and wellness fair, and athletics golf outing fundraisers are underway. Receivables were accrued during March for rent and transportation income and are expected to be received in April and are reflected in future projections. Final allocations of the FY23 consolidated grant are also expected in April, totaling approximately $63,000 across the various sections of the grant. A bipolar ionization system was added to the lower school HVAC system during March, and the preliminary designs completed for the high school elevator and entrance renovation project supported by the expansion grant have been completed, and we are currently gathering quotes for the specific elevator portion of that at this time. To date, $1.3 million of expenses have been coded to federal funds out of the budgeted amount of $2.4 million, and the projected year-end cash on hand is $8 million, of which $7.17 million is unrestricted and $900,000 is restricted for the use of federal funds. As we go on through the year, that cash on hand projection may increase, but it will likely lead to increased restriction, i.e., we haven't spent all of our federal funds down and they're carried over to the next fiscal year. Any questions?
According to my notes, we had 98.7% of the budget last month, and now we're at 98.2%.
So we adjusted the budget to the final budgeted numbers. So previously it was the preliminary. And so we have much more revenues budgeted now that we received a good chunk of. Same with on the expense side.
Well, then I move that we approve the monthly budget report as presented.
Second.
Paul seconds. Wonderful. All in favor?
Aye.
Say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, motion carried. Thank you very much, Josh, for that.
Thanks, Josh. I'll quickly highlight the financing options that was sent out to the board for consideration. Although this was previously approved to continue the exploration process, I did want to explain kind of where we're at with the different options. In the handout that was sent to the board, option one, two, and three had already previously been explained. I think we went into pretty detailed on those items in the special board meeting. The fourth option is one that just became available, and it involves utilizing our current bondholders and potentially restructuring and calling our bonds early with them at a premium, and the ability to possibly borrow new money up to $10 million with an actual slight decrease to our current debt service payments amounts. So it's an interesting option that I think was not available before, and it wouldn't require really any cash flow outside of, you know, obtaining a credit rating and things of that nature. And the premium on the bonds for calling early with them would be essentially amortized over the 30-year life of the loan. So it also allows us to, refinance the debt on an additional 30-year option, where option one with EFF, we're only allowed to refinance our current debt portion for the remaining 20 years. So less new money would be available at the same debt service payment option. Long-winded way of saying, we'd probably be able to get the most bang for our buck by having option four available to us as far as completing the capital projects that we'd like to do on campus in the near term. With the least amount of outgoing cash flow.
Just so everyone knows, this last option was a surprise to us. Our consultants actually have been working with our bondholders, and our bondholders were very interested in presenting us with some sort of an option. A refinance and giving us additional money. We didn't actually ask them. They came to us to see if there was an option to work together, because they do like the relationship that we have. That's why, after reviewing all of the plans that we have between the bank financing, the EFF program, and then now this new bond program that was presented to us, it's a really, really good opportunity for us to be able to fund a lot of the projects that we want to get done.
And I'll make clear that there's been no official term sheets offered at this point. It's in preliminary discussions, but it is an option that we now have the bandwidth to go explore. And if we have any other specific questions, one of our financial consultants, Peter Spahn, is on the call and could answer if there's questions that anyone has based on what was sent out.
Does any board members have any questions regarding the information that was sent or anything that Jeff presented? And again, they're just, these are options to it that they're going to be exploring now to see what is the best financial option for us to move forward. And that's where we stand.
No questions, but I would just want to comment quickly. I think it's pretty encouraging that that we have the opportunity to borrow additional funds with a lower debt service load annually than we have right now in a singular transaction with 3 months, Jeff, of interest rate risk instead of, is that right, three-ish months? So fingers crossed that this comes through. And of course, more to learn as we move forward, but this is a pretty encouraging offer.
That's all I have.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thanks, everyone.
Anyone have any questions for Jeff in general? Okay. We'll move on to our committee reports. CBOC, has there been any activity in this with the CBOC?
Yes, we met this evening and we reviewed, we missed last month's meeting, that's all posted on the website. We met this evening, we reviewed the same monthly report that Jeff went over, we reviewed card transactions, and we adjourned the meeting. We are not meeting in May, we're going to meet in June, and then have a summer reset.
Sweet.
That is it.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Diversity, equity, and inclusion?
No report.
Okay. Greek program, I think we heard from Dr. Ioana, we heard it's going very well. Finance, we nothing else to add.
We haven't had a committee meeting.
Yeah.
No. How's the golf outing filling out?
What's that?
The golf outing.
Is how's that filling out?
It's filling out great, actually. I think we have maybe three or four foursomes available left.
Hold one.
Nice problem to have.
Yes, I think.
How many total do you usually have?
So last year we got 20 foursomes, and right now we're looking to get upwards of 36.
Sweet.
Yeah. So
there are corporate sponsorships available. So please go to the website, get your corporate sponsor, even individual personal sponsorships. If you can't go, buy a hole. And the health fair.
Yes, we're currently fundraising for the health and wellness fair, culminating with the event on Saturday, April 29th. This is a peer-to-peer fundraise, so we're encouraging our students to sign up, create a team, share that with family members and friends, and we have rewards for different thresholds hit within the fundraising. So we have a good start with our teams. We're really hoping for a little bit more activity as we get closer to the event. So look for shout outs from the individual schools and physical education health teachers to keep that progress rolling.
It's actually fundraising and development, but okay. Nothing else for fundraising and development.
One item I'm going to add for that piece is we are postponing the spring gala to an enhanced fall gala at this point.
Okay, good. Accountability, there hasn't been, we haven't had a meeting or activity, I don't think. Aaron, nothing? No. Safety and security, we are safe and secure.
Much as we can be, I'll be over there.
Okay, glad to hear.
Love the new door lack of.
Lack.
The revolving door's gone.
Yeah, it was a revolving door. Yeah.
And it's really nice.
Wow, that is not. There's a little table and chairs and a plant.
So that if people can't get through security, unless they can sit out there for a moment. Contemplate.
Sweet. Very nice. It's
being leveled and repaired.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Strategic planning. I think we're still working on that point. PTO, anything going on with the PTO? No? Okay. And I think we're going to hold off on the not-AHEPA group. Okay. Is there the unfinished business? We talked about the field project. And we do have some positive news that our CB, we have concluded the negotiations and we have a full agreement with our CBA. And we are ready to entertain a motion to approve the existing agreement. So if we, the board has reviewed everything and we are all in agreement that this was a very positive process and we're very pleased with the process. And we hope everyone else is. So if I can hear, entertain a motion.
Yeah,
I'll make that motion. Okay, Paul made that motion. To approve the CBA as it stands. And I guess Ken's gonna second it, just to switch it up. All in favor?
Should switch it up every once.
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Wonderful, motion carried. Congratulations, we are very happy about this. Good job. Good job, team. And I will sign out later. Okay. And for now, we're going to go into a, well, we can, we'll do go to the school. Does anyone have anything for the go to school? Because we do have an executive session that we need to go into. So if anyone has anything for the good of the school, please say anything now. Board members? No? Okay. Then do I hear a motion to go into executive session?
I move we go into executive session.
Thank you, Ken. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
And Paul seconds. Thank you very much. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Thank you all for showing up, and we'll see you when we get out. We are back in session. We're back in session. And we have a couple of motions to present.
Yep, I move that we approve the real estate rental agreement as discussed in executive session.
I'll second.
Elias.
Okay, we'll do it, mix it up. Elias will second. And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any opposed? Okay, motion carried.
I move that we approve the real estate amendment to the sale agreement as discussed in executive session.
Second.
Paul seconded that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. And that was it, correct? All the discussions were not actionable. Okay, is there any other business at hand anyone wants to present? Any other business? Okay, do I hear a motion? Paul?
A motion, we adjourn the meeting.
7:21.
And
I second.
Why a second?
All right.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, thank you all. All opposed?
Night, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
Night, guys.
Thank you all for coming.